96.5 KLH. Good morning. This is the Morning KLH. I'm Dave, along with Doreen, Marcus, and he is our Green and Gold Insider, three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, and co-host of Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Radio. Jason Wilde, good morning. How you doing, Jason?
I'm outstanding. How are you guys?
You are outstanding.
Yes.
All right, Nathaniel Hackett is probably more outstanding than the rest of us today as he's getting that Denver Broncos gig. So from the Packers' perspective, what does this do to the coaching staff, and how will it affect all of the decisions that need to be made?
Yeah, I think this is the first domino in what could end up being Aaron Rodgers' Denver Bronco, obviously. And so it's funny because I had this tweet last year for a story that I was doing for the State Journal. And apparently Broncos fans, at some point after the loss in the playoffs for the Packers, somebody came across it. And now it's like, and now it's getting a rebirth again this morning. Aaron Rodgers, with a magnificent answer to my Nathaniel Hackett question for a Friday story for the Wisconsin State Journal, is on November 11th of last year.
Okay.
He says, quote, "Nobody in the building brings me more joy or is more fun," close quote. The Packers quarterback ends it with this, quote, "I hope he doesn't go anywhere," pause for effect, "unless I do."
Okay.
So now I
understand why people are taking an interest in that.
Well, you know what? I want to bring something up, and I wanted to get your take on this. And we played the clip from his appearance on the Pat McAfee Show where he called the general manager Brian. He referred to their, quote, friendship. He said, in his word, relationally, he's in a good place with the Packers. He said he, quote, wants to be respectful of the organization. And as I listened to that, I thought, are these the statements of a guy who's finally realized, hey, I'm happy, I'm going to stay here? Or is he trying to maybe smooth things over and make sure no bridges are burned and make sure that we all don't hate him on his way out of town? What do you think? I don't know.
That was my thought as I listened as well. I would say this. I have, and again, I told you guys I was out of the prediction business. I am out of it. I am not making any predictions. I'm just going to watch this all unfold in front of me. But if you asked me what my default setting was going into this process and what I expected him to go elsewhere. And I felt like, as he kept saying stuff during the last couple of months of the season, you know, all this stuff about gratitude, 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 and knowing the good old days when you're in them, and all this nostalgic stuff, I kept thinking, this is a guy that wants to make it as amicable of a divorce as possible.
Right.
He wants to be able to sound like, God, I really loved my 17 years that I was married to you guys, but I'm really excited about my new girlfriend.
Exactly.
That was my expectation. If I'm wrong, that'd be great. I also thought that Matt LaFleur's comment on Monday, because he had been very clear that he wanted Rodgers back, but when he said that we're all on the same page, Goody and Mark Murphy and Russ Ball, they all want the same thing, that made me think, all right, this could be positioning so they could say, no, no, we wanted him back. We did not want to move on from him. He chose, this was the option he wanted. Because you notice they keep talking about respecting his process,
right,
and making the decision. And so I think this has been some posturing of, if he leaves, it will be by his choice, not ours.
I'm going to stay in the prediction business, Jason, because I predicted they were going to win the game on Saturday night. So I am going to predict that Aaron is going to leave.
Okay, so you're hoping.
I'll be wrong,
yeah,
again, because my predictions are always wrong.
Jason, I wanted to ask you, though, isn't it true that the Packers secretly don't mind being in this position? While it looks like Aaron holds all the cards, the amount, the equity that he could bring them. I mean, if he stays, how tremendous is that, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody knows that. But if he goes, the equity that he could bring them could set them up for a big-time future should they do the right things with it. So secretly, they're kind of okay with it, do you think?
Yeah, I'll have to admit, I was dumb last year because I thought before we found out how they had structured the contract, I thought when they lopped off the last year of his contract, which he was supposed to be signed through 2023, mm-hmm. I thought, all right, well, maybe he gets traded after the 2021 season, or maybe he plays out 21 and 22 and then gets unfettered free agency. But with a cap number like he had and their cap situation, his cap number is $46 million. They cannot have him back at that number. They just can't. They wouldn't be able to field a good enough team to give him a chance or give them the chance to win the Super Bowl. And so, you know, that was foolish of me to think. So now it really did become either he goes somewhere else in a trade and they get compensation for him, or he says, I want to stay. And then they say, well, if you're going to stay, then we have to commit to you for 3 or 4 years so we can make this work. And then I wonder, is that what Rodgers really wants? Like, or does he want kind of that flexibility to be able to move if and when he chooses and maybe even hold that hammer over the Packers? And so it became a little bit of a convoluted thing in terms of how exactly is this all going to play out. Let's just all agree on this. This is one very big domino that has now fallen. And don't forget, the Broncos were one of the teams that were widely reported to be interested in him. And they have a history of having done this because they did it with Peyton Manning. And it got them a Super Bowl title.
Right.
So, and don't forget, too, their general manager is a guy named George Payton, who spent 20 years working for the Vikings. So he had an up-close look on what it's like to try and beat a team that has a Hall of Fame quarterback, because he got to see Favre and he got to see Rodgers, and then he got to see what Favre did for the Vikings when they got him in 2009. So it's going to be an interesting ride. So buckle up, Doreen.
Okay. I got my buckle on.
Do you think Luke Getsy gets the offensive coordinator job?
I mean, unless he goes to Denver to be Hackett's offensive coordinator.
Oh, man.
Is that a possibility?
I think it is. Now, the rule changed, and before, because Mike McCarthy did this all the time, which, as I would say to Mike McCarthy's face, I always thought that was wrong. He would block anybody who was still under contract from going somewhere else to get a coordinator job. And I was like, you know, Mike, things worked out for you. You got fired here in Green Bay in 99 along mm-hmm. with everybody else on staff when Ray Rhodes got zipped. And so you were a free agent when the New Orleans Saints needed an offensive coordinator and a quarterbacks coach. So you went to New Orleans. That was a huge break for your career. What if you hadn't been fired and somebody would have blocked you as the Packers quarterbacks coach from getting a coordinator opportunity? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but it's not me, it's the organization. Okay, Mike. Mm. The reality is that if guys have opportunities to move up, you should give them that opportunity because you got to where you are because you got opportunities to move up. So Matt LaFleur seems to have that belief. At the same time, I would think he would try to make Luke Getsy a really sweet offer, so he would be the offensive coordinator here and not go to Denver to be the offensive coordinator if that's on the table.
All right. Well, we will continue to follow as the dominoes fall. Jason, thank you for the insight as always, and we will talk to you early next week. Obviously, we'll listen to you on the radio and read your stuff too.
All right. I got to let Sydney know that one of her classmates will now be moving to Denver, and since she doesn't really get along very well with Daniel's son, I think she'll probably be pleased with this development.
Well,
she'll end up marrying him.
Yeah,
once.
Well, that's what kind of stuff that happens, right?
That's what I tried to tell her, that boys treat you poorly because they like you. They're too dumb to do anything else.
Oh, right. He's story. Icky.
And yeah. We never get any smarter either. Remember to remind her of that.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Amen to that.
All right, you take care, Jace.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
You too. Jason Wilde, our Green and Gold Insider.